Welcome to the CEO Hotline, the podcast for business owners and mamas who are ready to ditch the rule book when it comes to making money online. If you are ready to build more than just a small online business, then you are in the right place. Because over here, we are building movements and making massive impact in this world, the standard. I'm your host, Bella, your tough love, ride or die mentor, obsessed with helping business owners and mamas just like you build your business and bank account to multiple six figures cash and beyond with simple and sustainable business strategies. Over here, we believe every day is a good day to make money and building your business gets to be fun while simply being all of you. If you are ready for that too, grab your coffee or wine, mama, and let's dive in. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the CEO Hotline podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you all. If you are listening, tuning into this podcast, I want to know where I'm a part of your day. Is it at the gym, when you're dropping the kids off at night, when you have a nice cup of coffee in your hands and the kids are asleep? I want to know. So tag me, take a little snap of what you are doing while listening to the podcast and just tag me on Instagram. I appreciate it so much. And I just want to say that I'm so grateful for you for tuning into my podcast. If you're a ride or die and you listen to every single one that I drop, I have a couple of you guys. Just know that I love you so much. And I appreciate y'all for spending this 10, 15, 20 minutes, you know, with me. And we spend it together. So today we are going to be diving into navigating slow seasons because, guys, it's business. It's going to happen. There's nothing wrong with you if you are going through a slow season. We're going to talk about when I would not even worry, because worry is not even a good word. When I would say, okay, there's something that needs to change, because there's a time and place for it, but it's not always the answer. And so there's going to be a lot of goodies dropped in this episode. If you're someone that is navigating a slow season at the moment, this is really going to be a powerful podcast episode to listen. And if you're currently not in a slow season, this will be really good to still listen to so you know how to navigate it when it comes up, if it comes up. And know that it is normal. This is business. You could do everything right and it will still happen. It's just how it goes. But it's important that you are solid in what you are doing and the way that you continue to show up and lead yourself and how you choose to navigate these seasons where you come out on top or not. Okay, because I've seen it so often. People that start their business, they navigate one slow season and they are out and you never see them again. And it's sad because no one teaches how to navigate these slow seasons. But I do, okay? Because I get it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that business is popping all the freaking time. No, there are times where I have like really hot months and then the next, like maybe around a month is just a little bit slower. And I know that that's normal and that is okay. And my business doesn't have to change and I don't have to go and, you know, burn it to the ground because I don't think anything I'm doing works. You know, I used to be that person and that made the slow seasons longer. And it was a lot, it was so frustrating and it took a lot more to crawl myself out of it versus now I just kind of go, I keep pushing, I keep doing my money generating activities, the five phase framework, all of the things. And I keep that mentality of like, no matter what, impact. That is on my mind heavy when I'm showing up to sell. That is on my mind heavy when I create content. And I truly think that's another episode in itself, but operate with impact in everything you do in business and you will see a huge shift in how your community buys from you, in the community that you build, in all the things, okay? So let's dive in, navigating slow sales. I just want to do a quick little reminder that if you have not yet listened to last week's episodes, I highly, highly recommend. I dropped a new activation story / content prompt and a community building task or action step for you to go and do with your community every single day last week. So I called it Money Week. It's for Money March because March we are going big, like bigger than what we already do. So it's very exciting over here in March in my space. So with all that being said, let's dive into navigating slow sales. So first, we already kind of like dived in, right? Like this is normal. It's a part of business. There's nothing wrong with you. All the things, right? Slow seasons are exactly that. Seasons. It's a season. it's not going to last forever. And some people don't even realize this. They're like, you know, I'm in a rut, like I'm stuck, and you know, sales are slow right now. I'm in a slow sales season. And I'm like, yeah, but that's all it is a season. It's going to go away. Like, keep selling. The worst thing that you can do, and we're going to dive into that, the worst things you could do and what to do instead, right? But you cannot let it mean more than what it actually just is, and it's a season. Now, what I will say is, if you are having a slow sales season for over, I want to say like 2 months, that's where I would say, okay, something needs to change. I feel like 2 months, you should be feeling some type of growth, some type of change, increase. You know, people booking discovery calls if you still do them, people clicking your links, people buying, okay? A slow season, though, if it's like a month, or maybe it's 2 weeks, you haven't got a new inquiry, or 3 weeks, right? I really would just want to remind you that it's going to happen in business. I have a client who is a freaking powerhouse, and she messaged me. She's like, March felt hard. Like, it felt hard. And I'm big. If you guys know me, you know that I'm all about simplicity and business feeling good. But there are going to be seasons where it doesn't feel good. My goal is to help you build a business that feels good and that is simple, but that doesn't mean it always is. And that's a content piece right there that I need to talk about, because it just hit, right? Like, I knew that, but maybe I haven't been expressing it better. Like, I could be expressing it better to you guys and getting that point across. And so that's a big piece, is like, that doesn't mean business is always simple and always like feel good. No, there's things that you're going to navigate. There's like, 2 weeks ago, I had a client that defaulted on the blueprint, and that was something I had to navigate. But guess what? I still knew. I still found areas of overflow. I still had a good day, even though that was happening. And so you can't let it mean more than what it just actually is, and it's a slow season. That doesn't mean you're bad at what you do. That doesn't mean you're the worst person and no one likes you. That doesn't mean you need to burn your business to the ground, right? So the worst thing you can do is stop selling. A lot of people want to resort to, oh, I'm just not going to sell because, you know, no one's buying anyways. No one's listening to me. So, okay, you stop selling. No one really isn't listening to you. You're just digging yourself deeper in that hole. You can't make it all about you. You can't let it mean that, like I said, you're the worst person, or you're not qualified, or, you know, you have to do all these crazy changes. The next worst thing you could do is offer discounts out of scarcity. Okay, there's nothing wrong with offering discounts if you're just like, yeah, I feel called. I'm waking up and I'm feeling kind of crazy. And you know what? I'm going to do half off my course that I have just because. Great. But if you're doing it out of scarcity because you're like, oh my gosh, I need to do this because no one's already buying for me. I'm going to offer a discount just to see if I can get a sell, because I need to be validated by the sell. Like, if that's what you're doing, again, you're giving off very desperate energy, and people can feel this. People can feel this, and you don't need to be validated by the instant gratification of, am I worthy? Can I get the sale? But a lot of people are doing this. A lot of people are doing this. I want you to start selling. I'll get to that in a bit. But the worst things you can do is stop selling, make it about you, offer discounts out of scarcity just so you can be validated of you being worthy of the sale. You have to remember you already are. Like, that's not the issue here. Start selling through convincing. Start instead of selling with serving, right? Because it can get very blurry during this time. You'll start to show up and be like, how can I get a sell today versus how can I impact? How can I speak here? How can I sell to serve? And so it's a big, big difference in the energy that comes across, and your people will feel it. And that pushes them away even further because they don't like it. They don't want to invest in that. With that energy, right? So instead, when you are going through a slow season, again, it's just a season, right? Audit what has worked in the past. So I want you to, this is what I want you to do instead. I really want you to sit down, look at your business, look at content, look at your stories, look at the offers, look at the way you've been showing up. What has worked well in the past? What do you know works really well with your audience? A lot of times you already know with what your audience likes to see from you, but you're not wanting to do it at the moment because low energy due to the fact that it's a slow season. But that is the best thing you could do, is continue to do what you know works and what has worked in the past, right? Audit what has felt forced or unaligned. What parts have made you feel really just like not even unmotivated, but like it just doesn't make you happy. And let's put those things away. Let's get them out of the picture for a second here, right? Because in this period of time, in this slow season, you really need to step in and play with what feels good. And so if reels light you up and make you feel better, like let's do those reels. Even if, let's say, your content strategy before or when things are like hot is, you know, carousel, and then a reel. Until you get back into that place, let's post some reels. Let's do what you know feels good. Let's do that because it's going to bring out an energy inside of you that is more contagious. It's more of that, I'm here, I'm thriving, I'm having a good time. And that doesn't mean that, you know, quote unquote thriving doesn't just mean that you're making sales. I'm thriving whether I'm making sales or not. Your girl's happy. And I feel like that's another mindset shift in its own too, or another podcast episode. But that's just like how I show up. That's just how I lead. Go back to your sales planning for the month, right? If you're not sales planning, what are you doing? I have a training in the Sales Holy Grail membership. If you are not yet in there with us, and yes, this is the absolute me subtle plugging over here. Highly recommend. If you don't know what you're working towards every single month, you're probably just being really busy. You might be showing up consistently on stories and maybe you're selling all your offers, but there's no actual intention behind it. There is no actual idea and plan of, okay, these are my goals this month. Once you start to hit them, it's like, okay, I'm moving on to the next one. And when you start to sales like plan every single month, every quarter, you will see a huge shift because then you're not just being busy, you're actually being productive and you're actually achieving your goals. So I always ask my clients when they come into my containers, what are your goals right now? And it's usually just, I want to hit 5K cash months. And it's like, okay, great. But how are you actually planning to get there? Cause that it's going to be really hard. Just, I'm going to hit 5K cash months. How can you hit 5K cash months? If you're not sales planning based off of dream income or, you have a goal of X people in your X program. Do you see the difference? It's like then you know what you're actually working towards and you're calling in, you know, 8 people versus just trying to, you know, hit the 5K cash months or 20K cash months. It's a huge shift in the way that you start to be, how you spend your time and where you put your energy in your business. So please start sales planning when it comes to your sales goals and things like this. And again, it's a huge piece of the Sales Holy Grail training. The next thing that you really want to do instead of all those other things I just said, like the stop selling or make it all about you, offer discounts out of scarcity or start convincing with your selling, right? Instead, we're focusing on audit what has worked in the past, audit what has felt forced or unaligned. Go sales plan, right? Go back to your sales plan, readjust, look at your goals and realign yourself, right? And one of the biggest trainings that's in the Sales Holy Grail, we're looking at our goals for not just that month, but for the whole year. And we're able to see, okay, these are my goals. And then when you see these goals written down and you see it broken down quarterly, it's you put yourself back on track and you get to focus again on what truly matters and give yourself grace. This is business. It's going to happen. And how quickly you navigate yourself out of it depends on you. I've seen people overcome their slow season so quick because of the way that they lead themselves out of it. Instead of playing in, you know, woe is me, and feeling sorry for yourself and making things mean more, you're making things worse. You're letting yourself be stuck in this slow season even longer. And so I don't want that for you guys. And instead of doing, you know, making things worse, I really want you guys to have the tools to navigate out of it. Okay. So that is a wrap on this episode. I am so excited for you guys. Let me know how y'all like this episode. I want to know, how maybe did you navigate slow seasons in the past and was this helpful? And just remember that this is business. It's going to happen. There's nothing wrong with you. I myself navigate slow seasons. But guess what? A lot of people wouldn't notice. And this isn't I'm afraid to be vulnerable. That is not the case. I am so open and honest with my page, especially with my mastermind clients. They get to see everything. But the reason people don't feel it or even could tell that I'm in a slow sales is because I know how to navigate myself through them. And that makes me a really fucking good coach. Okay. So I love you all. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace. Holy guacamole. That was epic. Am I going to say that every single week? Abso-freaking-lutely. But either way, thank you a million for tuning into this week's episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. I hope it gave you either massive amounts of clarity or the kick in the butt you didn't know you needed. Or maybe both, who knows? If you loved this episode, you know I'ma need all the tea. And you can let me know by tagging me over on Instagram at BizCoachBella, or just let me know by rating and reviewing the show. I would appreciate it so freaking much. And that's a wrap. I hope your day is filled with massive amounts of happiness, money, and baby cuddles. I'll see you next week. Peace.